And finally today, we present the second part of Bernadette of Lourdes, our six-part radio drama written by Jill Bevilacqua, recounting the story of the poor peasant girl to whom the Virgin Mary appeared 150 years ago. At the end of yesterday's programme, Bernadette's father, François Soubirous, had been accused of theft and taken into jail, leaving his wife to look after their four hungry and sick children.
Hey, Marie, have you heard the news? They've freed Louise's husband.
No, that's good news. It was a real shame putting that poor fellow in jail. He already lives there.
With all those children, poor creatures.
Have you ever been inside that rat hole? Just once, to take some soup to the little ones. Oh, there was a smell, I can tell you.
Oh, the smell.
That's the least of it. But if you stay there for a while, you should feel the damp in that place. It's oozing out of the walls.
I can just imagine. But tell me, is it true that he drinks?
Cousoubidouze?
Eh?
No. I've heard that story, too. It's her relations that have started it. And his relations say servant drinks. It's not true. It's pure invention. They're good people. I've never heard a cross word between them. All they've been through. Quite the opposite. They're really fond of each other. But I'll tell you something else.
Oh, what?
Someone told me who knows the person who saw it.
Saw what?
Wait. Well, now, this person was saying her prayers in the church. All of a sudden, she hears a strange noise coming from where the tombstones are, you know? So she gets up and goes to see.
What did she see?
Ah, you'll never guess.
Go on, go on. What was it? A burglar?
Call him a burglar, if you like. I'd call him a poor starving child.
And who was it? What was he doing there?
Soubirous' son, the older one. Oh. He's only seven, anyway. He was scraping the grease spots from the candles and eating it.
Oh, heavens above, poor creature. What have we come to?
Well, it's time I was off.
Me too. Oh, I say, look who's coming up the street.
Sounds cheerful, whoever it is. Well, Soubirous, he's out of jail.
His wife will be pleased.
I must go and tell her right away. You coming?
Yes, of course.
Let's go.
Well, look who it is. The Lazy Bones of Lourdes. Did they throw you out of jail, or wasn't it comfortable enough for you?
I would say he was completely at home there.
That's true enough. But think of those poor kids. How do they live?
Oh, who knows where they'll end up, poor creatures. I mean, what can you expect with a father like that?
And then...
Hey, Soubirous! Aren't you going home to your bottle, my dear fellow, huh?
Yes, if your dear wife hasn't finished it for you. Oh, but your good lady will have a few things to say to you, I'm sure. The mess you left her in.
Yes, I wouldn't be in too much of a hurry to go home if I were you. Oh,
but if
freedom's a great thing, huh?
But it's not much use if you don't have a job.
Yes, and with a hungry family.
Very well, Austin.
You'd better look around for something if you don't want your good wife to come after you with a rolling pin, huh?
If I were you, I'd hang around here a bit. Something will turn up.
Yeah, something will turn up.
Poor devil. Yeah, I wouldn't be in his shoes.
Something will turn up. Yes. Yes, I must find something. Louise. The baby. Bernadette. I must find work. Any kind of work. Oh, here's someone coming. Sir, excuse me. Oh, well. Oh, sir, could I help you in any way?
Hmm? No, I don't need any help, thank you. Some people have a nerve.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Postmaster. I suppose you don't have
it. It's you, Soubrez. So they let you out?
Sir, I suppose you wouldn't have a little job for me.
Well, Soubrez, when are you going to do an honest day's work?
Sir, I haven't had any luck for years now. But God is good, and I'm hoping that one day
Yes, one day, one day. But haven't you ever heard of the saying, God helps those who help themselves?
Yes, I know, but what can I do to help myself? Oh, that sounds like the doctor's carriage.
Hey, Soubirous. Good to see you back in the land of the living. Have you been home yet? How's that asthmatic daughter of yours?
Oh, Doctor, Bernadette... Oh, Doctor, you wouldn't have a little job for me at the hospital. Anything, I wouldn't mind.
Job? Well, maybe. You really want to work? Well, I think I can find something for you.
Oh.
Yes, I know. Mind you, it's not what you'd call a clean job. But, well, if you want to eat, you have to make a sacrifice or two, you know.
Thank you, Doctor. I've never been afraid of making sacrifices. Doctor, what's the job?
Well, you have to cart away all the hospital rubbish, bandages, lint, laundry used by patients with infectious diseases, all that kind of stuff. If you want the job, you can start right away. I'll give you 20 francs.
Doctor. Well, I've certainly touched rock bottom.
Down here, throw some more wood on the fire. The little ones are icy cold.
Toinette, run and get some more firewood. The fire's going out. Run, quickly.
Yes, Mother.
Bernadette, have you finished mending that hood?
Yes, Mother.
Well, go and give Toinette a hand with the firewood. Your father's cold. He hasn't eaten for 2 days, poor man. To save the bread for you children, the least we can do is keep him warm. He says he's not going to touch a bite till he gets another job. God help us.
Mother!
There's no more wood.
Not even a twig. I can't understand it. We gathered a whole lot yesterday.
Mother had to sell it for bread for the little ones.
Holy Mary, what do we do?
Well, we just have to go and look for some more. Come on, let's go.
Can I, Mother?
But you've been ill all night. It's cold out. There's a thick mist. You can hardly see.
Good morning, everyone. Are you coming to look for firewood, too?
Yes, we're going.
Come on, it's freezing.
You're coming with us?
Mother, let me go with them, please. I'll wrap up. I have my hood ready now.
All right. But be careful.
Yes, come on, let's get going. Bye, Mother.
Bye. Bye.
I'll take care, really.
See you later.
Beat you to it, Toinette.
Not by much.
Oh, look at that sister of yours lagging behind. Come on, slow coach.
Hey, look, Jean, down there on the bank. Looks like old Mother Pigoon.
Oh, sure it does. What's she doing? She's washing something, but it's colouring all the water. Hey, Mother Pigoon, what are you washing down there?
It's Mr. Clarence Pig. And what are you girls doing out in this weather?
Oh, we're looking for firewood.
Go to Monsieur Le Fitzfield. He's just cut some trees down.
Oh, no, they take us for thieves.
Then go in the direction of Massabielle.
What? Where the pigs feed?
That's it. That's the place.
Oh, good. Thanks,
hey. Come on. Come on.
We went to look where the mill stream joins the river.
And suppose it doesn't join it until better. Do you feel like walking all those miles?
Oh, come on. Let's go there anyway. Come on, are you coming or not? Hey, look down there. There's a
lot of dry frogs.
Come on, let's go.
There.
But how can we get across the river?
That's not a problem. Just take your clogs off.
Are you coming or not? Oh, look how much wood is there.
Yes, I'm coming. Just wait a minute. I have to cross the stream.
Come on, you scaredy cat.
Look, this water's freezing.
You're nearly there. Come on.
Toinette! Jeanne! Oh, come and help me put some stepping stones in the water. Otherwise, I can't cross. I've got stockings on. I promised Mother
right,
I wouldn't...
All right, then. I'll come back and carry you.
No, you can't. You're too little. Jeanne, you carry me.
Me? Not on your life. Take your clogs and cross the way we did. Come on, Toinette. Can't wait all day for your lazy big sister. She's hardly gathered any wood at all.
You're right. Let her get on with it.
Is she always like that?
No, she's got asthma.
Asthma?
Oh, dear. They've gone now. What will I do? I wonder if there's an easier way to cross further up. No, it's no good. I'll just have to take my shoes and stockings off. Listen to that wind.
And you can hear part three of Bernadette of Lourdes, written by Jill Bevilacqua, on our feature programme at this same time tomorrow.